Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this lecture we will discuss Toru Dutt. Now the dates of Toru Dutt are from 1856 to 1877. So she died at the age of, at the very young age of 21. So she is almost in some ways like John Keats, because John Keats died at the age of 25. Toru Dutt died even younger at the age of 21. And both of them, Toru Dutt and John Keats, died due to consumption, which is tuberculosis. Because at that time, there was no cure of tuberculosis. But coming back to Toru Dutt, Toru Dutt, along with some other writers like Henry Vivian DeRozio, Michael Madhusudan Dutt, is considered one of the earliest writers in English by Indians. Let's say one of the earliest writers in the field of Indian writing in English. And Toru Dutt, at a very young age, was proficient at English as well as French. And she wrote in both French and English. And her poems explore themes like patriotism, loneliness, nostalgia, etc. And her fame today rests largely upon a handful of lyric poems that appeared in the posthumously published work called Ancient Ballads and Legends of Hindustan. Okay, Ancient Ballads and Legends of Hindustan. This was published posthumously. So after she died, all of this was published. And her first publication was called A Sheaf Gleaned in French Fields. Okay, A Sheaf Gleaned in French Fields. This came out in 1876. This is also very famous. Now, what is this about? This is basically about, these are basically translations of 70 French poets, including Hugo, Baudelaire, etc. And her translations of these French poets was so good that it actually impressed Edmond Gosset. Now, who is Edmond Gosset? Of course, a writer, but not just a writer, but a very famous English translator, literary historian, as well as critic. And he's the one who introduced the work of Henrik Ibsen and other continental European writers to English readers. Okay? And Edmond Gosset was born in 1849, which is in the middle of the Victorian period. And he is also associated with the Pre-Raphaelites. And he was also friends with the literary figures such as Thomas Hardy. Okay? Then A.C. Swinburne, Padhai Yoga in the Victorian era. Then Alfred Lord Tennyson. So he had friendship with all of these writers. And after seeing the translations of Toru Dutt, Edmund Gosset became very impressed. So in a way it can be said that Toru Dutt is one of the first modern Indian poets in English. And in her poetry, she brings the personal and the cultural dimensions of her experience in writing poetry. And one more work is very famous by her, though it is an unfinished romance. It's not complete. But the title is Bianca or the Young Spanish Maiden. Okay, Bianca or the Young Spanish Maiden. Okay, so ye bhi yaad rakhna. And she also wrote a French novel that is complete. Okay, the title is Le Journal de Mademoiselle de Arvers. Le Journal de Mademoiselle de Arvers. Of course, this is a French title. So, chances are they won't give this title. But in case they do in the exam, you should remember this title. Okay. So, three or four works at least you should know. One, as I said, A Sheaf Gleaned in French Fields. Okay? After that, Bianca or the Spanish Maiden. Then this French novel, Le Journal de Mademoiselle de Arvers. And the last one, or the fourth one, which I also mentioned earlier, called Ancient Ballads and Legends of Hindustan. Okay, Ancient Ballads and Legends of Hindustan. Now, from an exam point of view, you should remember the names of these important works. And there are, in particular, there are two important or very famous poems in her volume of poetry called Ancient Ballads and Legends of Hindustan. Okay, take it. Now, Ancient Ballads and Legends of Hindustan was published in 1882. In mein do important poems hain. One is the sonnet called Bogmari, theek hai? Sonnet Bogmari, this is the title, theek hai? And the other poem is Our Casuarina Tree, okay? Our Casuarina Tree. And two of these ballads, or let's say poems, deal with the archetypes of Indian womanhood, such as Sita and Savitri. Then other poems that are included in this volume narrate the legends of other famous women personalities in India, or let's say from Indian mythology, such as the goddess Uma. And in this way, Toru Dutt is the first Indian English poet to make an extensive use of Indian mythology. And before her, all her predecessors or the writers that preceded her did use Indian mythology to some extent, or little bit references were there, but extensively the first one to use Indian mythology was Torudat. So when you read about the beginnings of Indian writing in English, the name of Torudat is very important and the works of Torudat are very important. So from an exam point of view, remember the name of her important works as well as some important things of her life or some biographical details, because in an exam all of these can be asked, or any of these can be asked.